This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined this morning by the president and CEO of the Webster Chamber of Commerce. Barry Howard, you're also an insurance expert, and we've already had a great discussion about insurance and why that's relevant this year, at this time of year. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, getting up early to come in on a Sunday, and tell me a little bit about yourself and how the Webster Chamber of Commerce is related to everything that you do with insurance.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about insurance. The Webster Chamber of Commerce has been offering insurance to its members since 1938, and we were for many, many years able to offer insurance to our members, but it was unique to chamber members. Then the Affordable Care Act came along, and we had a decision to make, which was either go to a community-wide or just continue to or discontinue offering insurance to your members. So we made a decision that we would go community-wide, so to speak. So now we offer insurance to everyone. And at that point in time, the Chamber of Commerce made a decision that we wanted to become a fully owned, licensed brokerage in our portfolio. So the Chamber went ahead and got all of that. So I am a licensed New York State broker, certified on the New York State marketplace, and experienced with decades plus of opportunity to help people get insurance from the time they're born to the time they pass away.
And that's for those in Webster and outside of Webster.
Exactly.
Correct?
You do not need to be a Webster resident in order to get insurance through the Webster Chamber of Commerce. The only restriction that we have is that you have to be a resident of New York State. And if you happen to be a resident of New York State and you move out, we will assist you in finding somebody in another state that'll help you. That happens. People become snowbirds and then they decide, well, we're going to move someplace else. We can assist with that as well.
And what is the benefit, because you're a local right here in Webster, you're providing insurance to a lot of people right here in Rochester. What's the benefit to having somebody locally who is an insurance expert to be able to meet with one-on-one in person?
Well, you almost answered the question. Be able to meet one-on-one in person, not have an 800 number, not be on hold for a long time, to have a business, to have bricks and mortar, to have a place to come in and sit down, a place to go that's handicapped accessible, very easy for the seniors that come that are in Medicare, for them to access and to come in and talk to us and look things over and have a piece of paper in front of you rather than to just listen to somebody over the phone. It can be pretty daunting when you talk about insurance, and it can be pretty scary for people if they don't pick the right thing, so to speak, the best fit for them. They could find themselves in a bad situation, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 months into the year. And the truth of the matter is, generally speaking, once you pick your plan, January 1st comes, you're in that plan for the year. There's exceptions to that rule, but once you pick it, you pick it. And so you've got to stay there, so to speak.
So here we are, open enrollment period, as if there wasn't enough stress already on us here as the year comes to a close. How do we make sense of all these numbers, all these options that we have? Where do we even begin?
Well, the Webster Chamber has a website that does have our offerings that are the same offerings as every other carrier provides. We don't have anything that's unique. It's the same product. It's just that we offer customer service that's well beyond what many other places offer. So you can take a look there at the plans that are available and the costs that are associated with it. And then everybody knows there's co-pays and co-insurance and deductible and premium and all those things that make your head want to explode when you sit down and talk to us about it. But that is a great advantage that we can do a telephone call, we can do a Zoom call, we can do an in-person visit. People can come and see us. And then we basically answer all of their questions and we get an opportunity to say, what more do you need to know and what more do you need to understand, and help them to understand the options and what does that really mean for me, you know, as an individual. Maybe you're somebody that goes to the doctor once a year. Maybe you're somebody that goes to the doctor three times a month because you have some issues that are going on. So you want to have that opportunity to make sure that person's got the right coverage.
And so I know this year, this upcoming year in 2025, there's going to be some big insurance changes. Talk a little bit about what we can expect.
Well, it's not good news, but it's news. The Congress and President signed a bill that's called the Inflation Reduction Act. It went into effect in 2023, moved through 2024, and now is going to have its biggest impact in 2025. So that's a driver that's going to increase costs to the consumer for their Medicare Advantage plans particularly, but across the board for the carriers on the Medicare Advantage plans. There is one thing that's kind of a shining light, and that is that the donut hole that nobody understood. You spend so much money, then you go in the donut hole, and then it changes to how much more, and then you go into catastrophic phase, and very confusing, very convoluted, very complicated, most people don't understand it, didn't understand it, but the good news is that it goes away in 2025. Now we're going to have something that's pretty straightforward. It's going to be a maximum out-of-pocket. Once you pay $2,000 towards your drugs, your Part D drugs, you're all done for the rest of the year. And that's great for you when you're the person that takes $2,000 worth of drugs in the course of the year. So you're going to have a decreased expense overall. But the balance of the people that take, you know, something that's not that expensive, they take, you know, a blood pressure medicine that's $3 for a 90-day supply. They're going to have increased premiums because once somebody reaches $2,000, the carrier has to pay for those drugs for the rest of the year. So the carrier costs have increased. And those of you that know how insurance works, when the cost increases, then the cost of cars increases, then the cost of car insurance goes up. When the cost of repairs goes up, the cost of car insurance goes up. Well, the same thing is here. Increase in costs for medical insurance, increase in expenses for the carriers. And that makes it for a difficult time because they have to squeeze on the benefit and increase the premium. So some of the extras are going to go away. There's just some push. One of the other things that's happened in Rochester is this phenomenon that when we came out of the pandemic, we were kind of pent up. There were people that couldn't do elective surgeries. Maybe they wanted to get a knee done or a hip done or a shoulder rebuilt, and that got put off because the pandemic couldn't do any. So we knew that there was going to be a bubble, and there was a bubble, and through 2023, that bubble stayed pretty consistent. And I think all of the projections were that it would quiet down in 2024, but it didn't. That bubble is still pretty high, and so they have to carry that into 2024. People don't understand necessarily that insurance companies don't gamble. They don't throw the dice and hope that they don't have to spend any money. They actually have to calculate exactly how much they're going to spend. So it's a tough job for them as well.
Yeah, yeah. And so those are all things to keep in mind about. And then another critical time in life is when you're approaching retirement age, especially if you're in your early 60s, you're not yet 65. What are some of the options available for people in that scenario?
In that scenario, people will be eligible for what's called a qualified health plan, a QHP. They can get that several ways. We are able to broker direct with the carrier. We can go through the New York State Marketplace. The New York State Marketplace has the advanced premium tax credit, which helps pay. So if your premium is $1,000 a month, the tax credit might give you $200 or $300 towards that, and then you pay on a monthly basis $700. And that's reconciled at the end of the year against your actual income. So you may have to pay back some of it, or you may get more at the end of the year, depending on what your income number is. Generally, when people retire, their income drops, and so they're not at their full earning capacity. They've kind of shrunk a little bit, so that may mean that they've moved into an area where they can get a little assistance. If it gets low enough, they would be eligible for the essential plan and or Medicaid. The cost of health insurance and the assistance for health insurance is based on income. It's not based on assets. So literally, you could have $1 million in the bank and get assistance paying for your health insurance because your income has been limited. So it's definitely somebody wants to get walked through that process, that somebody that's got expertise in the marketplace to help them. We call it the bridge from the time that you're on your employer plan to the time you're going to go on Medicare. So we want to make sure that you got the best plan in place. And then for married couples, there has to be a strategy. What are we going to do when one of the two turns 65 and the other one is still under 65, so they don't get Medicare, but they do get Medicare? What's the impact on their costs? Because I think most of the financial planners will tell you that probably one of the most, if not the largest expense that happens after you retire is for medical insurance. For a couple, the least expensive plan is about $1,100 a month, and that still has a $6,000 deductible. So it's very easy to get to $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year, just in health insurance premiums. That's before you ever step foot into a doctor's office or a hospital.
Wow. It's
expensive. So you have to have a plan. Have to have a plan.
Now, Barry, remind us, why is it so important for people who need Medicare insurance to act right now?
Because open enrollment is going to take place from October 15th to December 7th for the Medicare people, one of the things that's happened as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act is that plans have been discontinued. And if you're in one of those plans that's been discontinued, and almost every carrier, and certainly most of the carriers in the greater Rochester area, have discontinued plans, If you're in a discontinued plan, you need to do something because it will not roll you over into another Medicare Advantage plan as has happened in the past. You will revert back to regular Medicare. That's an 80-20 proposition, and that means you're going to pay 20%, they're going to pay 80%. That's a tough spot to be in. It's not really a great place to be. So that's why it's important to come and talk to somebody. At the chamber, we have no fees. There's no fee involved for you. You don't have to pay us anything in order for us to walk you through that whole process and get you enrolled. So we want to make sure that that action takes place by December 7th so that you don't find yourself without insurance on January 1st.
And then when you do turn 65, or as you're approaching turning 65, it's important to have a plan too. When is a good time to meet with a broker and figure out your path forward at 65?
If at 65 you want to back it up by 6 or 7 months and start talking to the broker before that time frame so that you've got everything in place, so when you do turn 65, your health insurance with Medicare, your Medicare Advantage plan, will go into effect on the first of the month in which you turn 65. So even if you turn 65 on October 30th, your new plan's going to go into effect on October 1st. And so you want to be prepared for that. So you don't want to wait until, you know, September 15th to say, oh, goody, well, because in 15 days you're going to have new insurance. So we like to tell people to back it up 6 or 7 months. And if you're thinking about retiring before age 65, we think about the idea of maybe talking to us at least a year before you're thinking about retiring. So if you want to retire at 63, we should start talking at age 62 about what's the plan, what's your financial planner say, where can we eliminate some of the costs to the health insurance and get you bridged to 65. And then at that point, we'll move you into a plan that's going to be best fit.
Now, when it comes to insurance, for anyone changing insurance, for anyone just needing extra or needing taking on a new insurance of any kind, what are some important deadlines that we have to be watching out for this upcoming fall?
The Medicare people need to do their open enrollment between October 15th, which is coming up, and then they have to complete by December 7th. I always remember that because it's Pearl Harbor Day. So December 7th is the cutoff for you to change your plan for a January 1st effective date. For those people that are not 65, not going into a Medicare plan, they have from November 16th till December 15th to renew their plan and get that in place for January 1st. So those are critical dates. And if you're in a family where one person's in a QHP and the other person's on a Medicare plan, you only have that November 16th to December 7th window to get both people taken care of in one visit, which we do quite frequently.
And I know you're also licensed and certified insurance brokers here for New York State over at the Webster Chamber. So tell me a little bit about, you talked about your history, how long, decades and decades, since what, 38 you said that you've been offering insurance?
1938. I haven't been doing it since 1938.
I was going to say, that doesn't make much sense.
I would
sense.
Look pretty good if I was working at it since 1938. But the story there, the history is that in 1938, some chamber members came to the chamber leadership and they said, we have a problem. The insurance companies, which at that time were foundations like the Rochester General Foundation, there wasn't an Excellus or an MVP in 1938, but the employers wanted to be able to offer insurance for their employees. So they came to the chamber and they said, you know, the insurance companies won't talk to us because we don't have 50 employees. We don't have 100 employees. What can we do? And so the chamber worked with the insurance companies at that time were foundations, and they allowed us to start our own group. And if you were a chamber member, you could get insurance through the chamber and you could get it for your employees. And we originally did that on a billing basis where we charged a little bit each month and then paid the foundation for the money to cover those people. But back in those days, there wasn't anything that we have today. We didn't see doctor's visits weren't covered. It was basically hospitalization. The only time insurance kicked in was if somebody went into the hospital. And now today, insurance covers, you know, doctor's visits, urgent care visits, going into the drugstore. None of those things, even in the last 45 years or so, those are things that have all kind of moved in. I always tell people it's kind of like your car insurance now. If you wreck your car, you break the glass in your windshield, your car insurance covers it. But when you need an oil change, the car insurance doesn't cover that. When you have to have changed tires, the car insurance doesn't cover that. But now insurance is like covering the tires and the oil change on the medical side. So that's going to cost a little more. And we've kind of grown into liking that, wanting that.
Yeah, as we look forward into the future of insurance, I know things are changing annually. Not that you have a crystal ball, but you have a little bit of experience. You are the insurance guy in Webster, right? So tell me a little bit about what you think, especially for a young person like me. What can we expect in the coming years when it comes to insurance, and how can we be prepared even now?
Well, the first thing that I need to clarify is that I don't have a crystal ball. and when they even actually passed the Inflation Reduction Act, I read the pieces that impacted Medicare, and I'm like, I'm not even sure I can predict exactly how this is going to play out. And it's taken a little while for that to come to be. But for every person, whether they're a young person or whether they're middle aged, in their 50s and 60s at middle age, those people should make sure that they're thinking about their health beyond the waiting until something goes wrong. So that's eating healthy foods, taking care of yourself, exercising, making sure that you see your doctor at least once a year for a physical. The whole idea of catching things before they create a problem instead of waiting until now suddenly there's this thing that's been brewing. There's a commercial out there about the guy whose tub falls into the garage and smashes his car. And he's like, maybe I should have called the plumber about that leak. And that's the same kind of thing. Yep. If you take care of things when they start to pop up, that's going to make it a little bit easier, which is going to keep health insurance costs down because it's going to keep medical expenses down.
Yes. So what is that phrase? Something about an ounce of prevention is something.
Yeah,
about
worth a pound of cure.
There you
that's
go.
What it
Thank
is. Yeah,
you.
An
yes,
ounce
I
of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Yeah, that's
you
very
help
true.
Me out with that one.
That's very true.
Barry Howard's the CEO and president of the Webster Chamber of Commerce. Finally, Barry, we're interested in getting your help with insurance. Again, just because you're from the Webster Chamber doesn't mean you have to be in Webster, just in New York State. How do we get in touch with you, Barry, or somebody over at the Chamber to learn more about working with you?
Our Chamber staff is very well trained. They're all staffed. The staff is licensed and certified as well. So you can call the Chamber of Commerce. You can call them at the 265-3851 and get an appointment. Again, an appointment can be virtual, telephone, or in person. You can visit our website at WebsterChamber.com. There's a tab on the left-hand side that says health insurance. You can click on that, and it'll talk about the Medicare plans. It'll talk about the carriers that we work with. It'll talk about the plans for people that are under 65. It'll talk about the plans that are available for those people that are on Medicare. So you can reach out to us anytime. The website is the fastest way. There's a contact us button on the website. There's the phone call that you can make. And we would love to hear from you. We really like the idea of being able to help people. It's probably the most gratifying part of my day when somebody says, oh my God, I came in here so confused. I came in here so scared. I didn't know what was going to happen. And now I kind of know I'm in a good position for next year.
They say Webster is where life is worth living. I think it's also worth living and a lot easier to live and more stress-free with the right insurance partner.
Exactly.
So Barry Howard, CEO over and president over at the Webster Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.